Good morning. A clear and cold start to the day across interior New York and New England, with most everyone waking up in the single digits and teens, with some 20s in southernmost New York and New England. We'll enjoy a good amount of sunshine with that cold area of high pressure now sliding off the eastern seaboard. It'll keep us dry through the day, although some milder air pushing in through the Great Lakes and Midwest will eventually touch off a few scattered high clouds by the end of the day, especially out towards central New York. And those clouds will work their way into our skies by the time we reach mid to late afternoon. Still, temperatures will be milder than recent days, and most everyone will reach into the middle and upper 30s for daytime highs. As that warmer air passes through, skies will remain mostly cloudy tonight. There's a chance of some spotty light drizzle or even some freezing drizzle as temperatures drop back into the middle and upper 20s. After that warm front passes by, we'll go back to a good amount of sunshine for the day on Tuesday. Some clouds will mix in from time to time, but a south-southwesterly wind will help push our temperatures well above average as we get through the 40s and toward the 50-degree mark. This will be the beginning of the mildest stretch of weather for the season so far, as a large ridge of high pressure dominates in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, strengthening the surface high and allowing unseasonably mild weather to continue to flow in. With a mix of sun and clouds for the day on Wednesday, high temperatures will reach all the way into the upper 50s. Another front will head in our direction through the Great Lakes starting Wednesday night. It'll stay dry and mild, but mostly cloudy, and Thursday will start off in the lower 40s. We'll manage to reach into the lower 60s for daytime highs on Thursday, though with mostly cloudy skies. And as that front draws closer, we run the risk of some showers, especially later in the day and at night. More showers will be around as that front only slowly moves through the region on Friday. Still, temperatures should manage to reach into the mid-50s. Behind this system, we'll dry it out for the weekend with partly sunny skies and highs sliding back toward average in the lower to mid-40s Saturday and 30s on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the first in a pair of Pacific storm systems is currently producing areas of showers and mountain snow across the Pacific Northwest and Northern Rockies. A brief lull in the action will give way to a second round of Pacific moisture arriving later this afternoon. A steady diet of Pacific moisture will persist into Thursday as a deep upper-level trough off the west coast takes its time heading east. As the trough reaches the coast Tuesday night, snow levels will drop with measurable snowfall in the Shasta and Sierra Nevada of Northern California. Accumulations of up to a foot are possible in the highest elevations. Meanwhile, the wettest area across the lower 48 through Tuesday evening is likely to be along the coast of Northern California and southwest Oregon. To the east, strong high pressure will keep it dry east of the Rockies. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility with mostly clear skies and 5 degrees on a southwest wind at 12 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 39 below zero. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 12 degrees, the dew point 4, 70% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 30.44 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at Tucson, Arizona, to a low of 14 below zero at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 40s, Boston sunny in the upper 30s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 33 degrees, the low 15, the average temperature 24, that's 8 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 8/10 of an inch of snow for the month, which is 2.4 inches below normal, and 54.1 inches of snow for the season, which is 4 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 41 degrees, the average low, 23. The record high, 68, set in 2012, and the record low, 2 below zero, in 1989. Sunrise this morning was at 6:19 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:54 p.m., 11 hours and 35 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine, then increasing clouds later today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny today with highs around 40. Increasing clouds tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the mid-30s. Cloudy with a slight chance of a little freezing drizzle tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Increasing clouds tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine, then increasing high clouds later today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. Region-wide for Tuesday, a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 40s. Mostly sunny upper 50s on Wednesday. Clouds and a chance of a late day shower Thursday near 60. A chance of showers on Friday, otherwise mostly cloudy in the mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds mid-40s on Saturday, and back into the 30s with a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.